everyone, and welcome to Wonderful World of Disney!
Immunity!
Finally!
Yay! Oh my gosh.
Okay.
Seriously, we are like so sorry.
I know, it's just like, forever. We just keep missing each other, it's terrible.
It's just craziness.
We apologize for making you people wait so long and making you nervous. So I know, like, Melly and Temp keep going back and forth in the chat. Have they recorded anything yet? Have they recorded anything?
Anything?
Yet?
Anything?
Nothing yet.
I'm sorry. But yeah, we are here with round five.
Yep, round five.
Immunity. All right. This immunity was obscure.
My mom just walked in the door on her lunch break. By the way, the cousins still aren't at Granny's yet.
That's what I'm hearing.
They were supposed to be there yesterday, and they're still not. My cousins are in town from Buffalo, New York, and they're staying with their dad in a different neighboring town, and they were supposed to come down to my grandmother's house yesterday so we could hang out with them, and they didn't, so it's kind of annoying. They're still not there, and we were supposed to go hang out with them today, because my little brothers go back to school on Thursday. And my mom's back at work today, so it's like tonight and tomorrow are our only chances to hang out with them, really.
Well.
So it's just frustrating. Anyway. Back to Disney business.
This immunity round was obscure Disney. And anyone who wanted to participate in this immunity had to sing an obscure Disney song.
Yes.
And I'd say these were pretty much obscure, because I didn't know any of them except for one. Well, actually two.
Yeah, you knew two.
I knew two, for sure.
Wait a minute, you didn't know Why Should I Worry?
No, I actually didn't remember that song.
Wow, that's like the one song I remember from that movie.
I haven't watched that movie in forever, and I just don't remember like anything from that movie. Except it has the lookalike girl from the other movie. But that's like all I remember, the orange cat, and that, yeah. And the pain in the butt poodle. But anyway. So, yeah. So, we'll just start now.
Yep.
So, you guys don't have to wait any longer. First up is Soyala. And she sang Candle on the Water from
It's Dragon.
Pete's Dragon.
Which I have not seen in so, so long.
I don't either. So, without further ado, here is Soyala.
I'll be your candle on the water. My love for you will always burn. I know lost and drifting, but the clouds are lifting. Don't give up, you have somewhere to turn. I'll be your candle on the water, till every wave is warm and bright. My soul is there guide you, let this candle guide you. Soon you'll see a golden stream of light. A cold and friendless tide has found you. Don't let the stormy darkness pull you down. I'll paint a rainbow. On, you'll make it. Here's my hand. take it. Look for me reaching out to shore, as sure as rivers flow. I'll never let you.
And that was Soyala.
And my chihuahuas are going haywire. I don't know if you can hear them.
I can hear doggies in the background.
Oh my goodness.
So, Soyala, Candle in the Water. I, like, really, really loved your emotion in this, and I thought your voice sounded, like, so pretty for this. It reminded me of a song you did, like, for another immunity. No, it wasn't for, was it for immunity? Yes. Yes. No.
What?
I don't know. It reminded me of another song you did. I don't have my same notes with me, so I can't look it up. It was from, the one she did from, God, what was it? The movie about the horse. Was it that one?
Oh, yeah. That was, Spirit.
Yes! The song she did from that, which was however long ago that was. Oh my God, that was a while ago.
Yeah, that was around 3.
Yeah. So this song reminded me of that, and I think your voice, like, really suits those songs. I really like your voice on those kind of songs. But yeah, I really, really love this and your emotion in it. Some of the bigger parts of the song did sound like you got a little shaky.
Well, that's because she was still recovering from a cold earlier in the week.
What is Oyala? But... yeah, that was the only problem I had with it, but other than that, I really, really like this. Yeah, I told you mine are short. Bam.
Okay. Ow. Just, like, scratched my face. Ow.
Ow!
What's your spell?
Two cans of soup.
Oh my goodness.
Who cares?
Just as long as they didn't fall on your toes, Mom. Yeah, so I thought this was really pretty. I mean, it sounded like you still had a little bit of congestion from that cold you said you had earlier in the week when you recorded. Because some of your consonants sounded a little stuffy. You know how, like, when you get a cold and you, like, your consonants get a little...
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There was still a little bit of that left, but yeah, and some of the beltier notes, especially held out at the ends of phrases, started out a little flat until your vibrato, like, brought it back up, which I had that comment about a lot of people this week. I don't know why. It just kind of stuck out to me this week, but yeah, overall, I thought this was just really pretty, and it suited your voice really well, and so it was a very good choice for you.
Yay!
Woo!
So, next is... where did my list go? There it is.
Next, Green Girl.
Green Girl! And she sang Heaven's Light from The Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Which we approved as being obscure because a lot of people didn't get to see it when we were growing up because it's, like, the most violent G-rated movie ever.
It's pretty PG-13, just saying. So, but she did a different version.
Fiery, burning, down cities and sexual tension and all this. It's like, yeah.
Oh, my God.
And Frollo's rape face.
Yes. Okay, that sounded really bad. Okay. So, anyways, Green Girl did
Heaven's Light.
Heaven's Light.
Which is probably the hardest song to find an instrumental for in the entire movie, so.
Okay, question. Did she do the instrumental?
I think she did.
I remember her saying she did. But I think she did. So, anyway, here is Green Girl.
So many times out there, I've watched a happy pair of lovers walking in the night. They had a kind of glow around them. It almost looked like heaven's light. I knew I'd never know that warm and loving glow, though I might wish with all my might. No face as hideous as my face. Was ever meant for heaven's light? But suddenly an angel has smiled at me and kissed my cheek without a trace of fright. I dare to dream that she might even care for me. And as I ring these bells tonight, my cold dark tower seems so bright. I swear it must be heaven's light.
All right, and that was Green Girl singing Heaven's Light.
I go first this time.
Yeah.
I thought this was an interesting take on the song. It was different. The pacing was really weird to me, because, like, for each phrase, you'd do it faster at the beginning, and then you'd, like, slow down or stop and switch to a different chord, and then, like, slow back down, and that kind of distracted me from the melody. And it, like, detracted from the emotional build-up this song usually has. Your higher notes, like, especially at the end, were, like, kind of strainy. And, again, the last note was flat, and then the vibrato brought it back on pitch. Also, you had pops in your audio. I've got pops right now because, like, I'm sucking on a peppermint, but you had, like, random little, I don't know if it was my earbuds or something, but you had, like, weird little clicks in the background. I don't know, maybe that was the guitar. Maybe that was. Anyway, yeah, that's what I have.
Awesome. I had the same thing, like, props on playing the guitar.
Yes, I wish I could play.
Yeah.
That was
I have one, but I can't play it, so...
Yeah.
But yeah, props on that. And like Audrey said, the arrangement, like at times when it just slowed down and everything, like it seemed a little odd to me. Like it just seemed really odd, like Audrey said. The higher notes, especially at the end, sound somewhat hard for you. They were kind of strained.
That is a ridiculously high song, though.
Yeah. But the end, I thought it was, the higher notes were probably too high for you, but I do give you, like, serious props on playing the guitar, and yeah. I thought you did a really good job with the song. Just the arrangement kind of confused me at times, and then the high notes kind of too high for you.
Yeah.
But other than that, I liked it.
But you definitely get brownie points for playing the guitar. That's awesome.
Brownie points! So, next up is
Melly.
Singing Will the Sun Ever Shine Again from Home on the Range. I don't think anybody ever remembers that movie.
I think I actually went to see it in theaters, and I still forget about it.
That was a good movie. That was just a bad movie. Anyway.
Oh my god. Here is the printer again? Jeez, what is going on?
Here is Melly. I actually really liked your voice on this song. I actually don't like this song, and I don't like this movie, but I thought you sounded really, really good on this song. It sounded like you had a little trouble at the very, very beginning.
Well, she was sick, too, so.
How many people are sick?
My goodness. I know, it's just that time of year again.
It always happens. Everybody gets sick, and then I'm, like, the last one to get sick. So I'll be sick in, like, 3 weeks, people. just the very, very beginning, you sound like you had a little bit of trouble starting, but then through the rest of it, I thought you sounded really, really pretty. I really liked it.
Yeah. I'm not sick. It's just allergies making my throat scratchy, but, yeah, that's what happens when you travel back and forth from place to place too much. Yeah, I thought this was a really good song choice for you, Melly, but unfortunately, you could definitely tell you were sick. Like, some of your notes were flat in places, especially the last note. I thought your emotion could have been a little bit stronger in places as well, but you did very well. I'd really, really, really like to hear you re-record this when you're not sick, because I think it would sound, like, just so much prettier. If I can keep my throat clear long enough to talk to you, yeah. I really would like to hear you re-record this when you're not sick, because I'm with Allison. I don't much care for this movie. I don't really like that song, but I thought it was a very good choice for you, and I think you would do it more justice when you're not sick. So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. So, next up is
Animated 93 with Why Should I Worry from Oliver and Company.
Yeah. I don't remember this song.
This is Billy Joel.
I think.
Did the
singing? I think he's the one that did the music.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he was he was the Artful Dodger. Bam. Or just Dodger, I guess.
Yeah.
He's the equivalent of the Artful Dodger, so it's okay. But yeah, that's him. And so, yeah. Anyway, let's listen to Animated 93.
One minute I'm in Central Park,
hey.
Then I'm down on Delancey Street,
hey.
From the Maori to St. Mark's,
hey.
There's a syncopated beat. I said woo-hoo, woo-hoo-hoo. I'm streetwise, I can improvise. I'm street smart, I've got New York City heart. Why should I worry? Why should I care? I may not have a dime, but I got street and savoir faire. Why should I worry? Why should I care? It's just some beam bombulation, and I got street and savoir faire. The rhythm of the city, but once you get it down, then you can own this town, you can wear the crown. Why should I worry? Tell me, why should I care? Said I may not have a time, oh, but I got street, it's time for fear. Why should I worry? Tell me, why should I care? It's just a dual volition, and I got street and time for fear.
Everything goes, everything fits.
They love me at the Chelsea, they adore me at the Rats. Why should I worry? Tell me, why should I care? Even when I cross that line, I got street and time for fear. I said woo-hoo, woo-hoo-hoo. Say
Three. Yep.
Uh-huh. You go first.
I know. I'm just, wow. I loved your energy on this and your rock raspiness. It was awesome. So, I have written down so much attitude on this.
But bam.
Shut up, printer. My gosh. This was just really, really fun to listen to. I've always loved this song, and your version is, like, no exception at all. I love it. Your accent was a little bit weird to me. It almost sounded like you were trying to sing a rock song with a country accent. And, like, in some places your volume seemed, like, just a little bit loud in relation to the music. But, oh, my gosh. The line, they love me at the Chelsea, they adore me at the Ritz. I died on that line. I love that. That was awesome. That was great. Yeah, that's all I have.
Alrighty. Yeah. The only thing I had to say on this, like, I don't remember this song, so this could totally be, like, the one in the movie for me, and I don't even care about the other one anymore. Like, I love this a lot. Your energy in this was awesome. I loved it. Yeah, I just like love this overall. It was really good. I liked it.
It was awesome.
I don't even want to listen to the one from the movie now.
Yeah, really. Look, I don't even know what to comment on this. It's awesome.
I don't either. I loved it. I loved it.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
All right. And last but not least, we have Temporary Butterfly with Why Don't You Do Right from Roger Rabbit. Who Framed Roger Rabbit, that is. Because lots of people don't know that's actually a Disney movie.
Oh, my.
It is.
Yeah, it is.
Secretly.
I remember, because you're only a year older than me. But when we were little, they actually had Roger Rabbit at Disney World.
Wow.
You could meet him at Disney World in Disneyland. I remember that. Which, you know, a bunch of little kids probably didn't know who the heck he was, because I know my parents didn't let me watch that movie.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, anyway, here is Temporary Butterfly with Why Don't You Do Right.
You had plenty money, 1922. You let other women make a fool of you. Why don't you do right like some other men do? Get out of here, get me some money too. Down and wondering what it's all about. If you ain't got no money, they will put you out. Why don't you do right like some other men do? Get out here, get me some money too. Now if you had prepared 20 years ago, you wouldn't be a wandering now from door to door. Why don't you do right like some other men do? Get out of here, get me some money too. Out of here, get me some money too. Why don't you do right like some other men do?
Butterfly. There.
Got a little bit of a tongue twister going on here, apparently.
Yeah. Temporary Butterfly. There. Okay. So, I like how you changed some of the parts up. Those you kind of changed up. It kind of sounded awkward to me. You had this accent in the middle of the song that it was, like, really strong, and it just appeared out of nowhere. And I, like, heard it immediately, and I don't know, it was just kind of strange. towards the end, you sound like you're probably, like, pushing it out a little too hard. But I did, like, okay, at the end, the very, very end, that's not originally in that song, right?
What is?
Like, the very, very end stuff she did. I think she added extra stuff. Because
yeah,
I think
she added a little bit at the end.
Yeah, I like that you added that.
Yeah, you kind of made it your own a little bit. That was nice.
Yeah, I really like that. I really like when people make it their own and do that stuff.
Yeah.
Like, it gives you brownie points, too.
Just put a little of your own spin on it and personalize it. Make it sound like you instead of somebody else, whoever the original
was. I'm just going to copy this song.
Yeah.
Make it your own and personalize it. But, yeah, I really like that you added that little bit at the end. That was,
yeah.
I like that. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. When you first came in, it felt a little bit awkward, like maybe you were just nervous or hesitant. Because, like, you came in a gap between the music. That's what terrifies a lot of people about this song, is that there, a lot of the singing is actually done without the background music. But yeah, once the music came in behind you, you, like, pretty much owned it. I know I told you this in the chat earlier because I didn't want to have to wait forever to tell you, but I loved your tone this week. But I loved it on this. I loved it. I wish some of your phrasing was a bit smoother and less, like, staccato, because you had a lot of just, like, you would cut off notes where you could have held them out and stuff. This is supposed to be just, like, a really smooth, jazzy, almost sensual kind of song, and your phrasing kind of broke up that flow in places, but otherwise, yeah. I have a couple of technical problems with this, actually. Like, your backtrack, because I know it's this song in general, really, but because it's played on, like, a standing bass, and that killed me in my bass-heavy headphones. I had to, like, turn the volume down really low so the background wouldn't, like, deafen me. But yeah, that's just the song, though. Your mic was a little crackly when you came in, and it sounded like it got, like, kind of peaky when you got louder, which affected the quality of your recording. It kind of, like, hid your voice a little bit, because whenever you would get even the least bit belty, it was, like, sound, had that, like, weird peaky-sounding quality. But yeah, overall, I thought this was really nice. I liked it.
Mm-hmm. So, those are the submissions for immunity. Well, bam.
We're going to deliberate and come back with results in a minute.
And we're back.
All right. That didn't take
this
at all. This was, like,
very fast.
Yeah.
We didn't have many ties, which was craziness.
Yeah, I know. We always have a tie.
Oh, my God. All right. So, we have a winner of the immunity. Just going to tell you guys who it is.
Yeah.
So you guys don't have to wait any longer, because I know you all just want to know.
Yeah, they're all super impatient.
So the winner of the round 5 immunity is Animated 93.
Woo!
Woo!
As usual, okay. If you want to know what you made, just PM one of us on Skype, and we will let you know.
And so, yeah, that means this week immunity goes to Animated 93 and Temporary Butterfly.
Woo!
Yay! So, yeah, that was our immunity episode.
Why does the immunity always go to people that don't need it?
I don't know.
It's just not fair.
Oh, goodness.
Well, no, because we did have that, like, one time when it went to one of our people that tied in the bottom three. So.
Yeah. So that was good.
That was good. But usually it winds up going to, like, people that don't even need it.
They end up getting, like, first.
I know. It's so weird.
So, yeah. That was our immunity episode. So we got that finished for you guys. And now we're going to move on to the main round.
Yay. Yes, we will. If my printer will shut up. At least I think it's... Oh, what the heck? It's turned off. That's not the printer, then. What the heck is going on here? Some sort of loud machinery.
Right, so.
Anywho.
This is Immunity. Thank you for listening to the Round 5 Immunity of Obscure Disney Songs. Hopefully you will listen to the next episode, which is the main round.
Yes.
Yeah. So thank you for listening, and we are going to move on and catch up with the main round.
Woo!
Bye!
Bye.